This play is called Cook. It's the city of Chengdu, which is to the north of Beijing. I happened to be in the city when I was in China a couple of years ago, and there's not much to see in Chengdu, but at night anyway, not if you're American. I mean, maybe if you're Chinese, you know what to look for, but the city is very misty and full of smoke, and the main thing you see in the street at night is a lot of people running around in cook's clothing, carrying tureens. And I saw this young woman, all dressed up she could only have been about 16 or 17 years old, with a big cook's hat, and she kept running around the street. I kept seeing her. And she touched me very much. And she's sort of the heroine of my 1,000 plays, actually. She appears a lot. This is her first appearance. The city of Chengdu, early evening. Cook is a young woman dressed all in white cook's clothing with a hat. Cook. I am the cook. I am racing through the street of Chengdu with my rice boat and in my apron, all of white, and in my cooking hat of white. My smiling peasant face does cause alarm by winning charm to all the masculine cook around, I don't think. Because this is China, land of think, to work, and always busy. Cook who runs around shall find a young fellow to her mind when comes time for this. Meanwhile, with cook run around, no flirting. And no go to the paper store until start of tomorrow day. And no go to the wedding store. Cook shall not go away. Cook, run through town. I am running. No one sees me. In despair, none doth feel that I am fair. Cook, running through town. In no way this day holiday. An American speaks to her. Brad Garks, Brad says. In USA, my country, we have holiday parts in every day of the year. Vast urban agglomerations spell out I love yous to dead green parks. Oh, faithful cook, into my arms now haste. Cook, you will not like me because I am too much atmosphere of cook and not woman lady. Blad, goodbye. They get together later on. Maybe